This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Friday morning, everybody. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn DeGeek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 20th. This is episode 1109. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
And we probably should rename it Freaking Freezing Friday because that's what everybody is doing around the country. Even here in Florida, it was below freezing last night. We were down to 23, and Wendy, you were probably hit in the 20s, didn't you? Down there in Sarasota?
Yeah, we got down to 28.
I know, which is really, really cold for down here. I actually was able to dig out my lined jeans, which I haven't worn in years. And put those on this morning, and I will need to change them because it's going to get much warmer. We're supposed to hit 80s this weekend, just crazy. After this winter up there in the great white north, do you think that the home sales are going to skyrocket in Florida about April? What do you think? Yeah, I do too. I don't think there's going to be any houses left for sale in Florida. Well, Jamie is
Well, actually, we have a lot of... Go ahead. Sorry. We have a lot of people coming down to Florida earlier and earlier because they keep getting stuck up there. I mean, some people come down now at Thanksgiving.
I know. I know. And there was actually some drivers I saw posting on Facebook that were coming down for a show this weekend at the Florida Horse Park that were getting stuck up north because they couldn't get out.
Yeah,
crazy. I mean, Wendy and I both have lived in Massachusetts. You grew up in Massachusetts, and I lived there for a while. Mm-hmm. And then we both had lived, and we met, actually, in Lexington, Kentucky. And both of those places are places you don't want to be today. So I'm glad we aren't. Jamie is on the move this morning. She is heading through Nevada to the Mustang auction at the prison. She's going to prison tomorrow morning, and she's heading up for the Mustang auction to see if she can get herself an eventing Mustang. So I know a lot of you have piped in on Facebook and posted which were your favorites, and I know she has a list written down. She was heading up there with her son, baby Luke, and her mother was in, so they were all heading up together. I wouldn't be surprised if she's up that we hear from her. I think they stayed in Vegas last night. So I wouldn't be surprised if we hear from her if she's up and traveling this morning at some point. But Wendy, thank you so much for agreeing to fill in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I love joining you in the morning on Fridays.
And, of course, Wendy is host of the Driving Radio Show here on the Horse Radio Network. Our episode came out a couple days ago. We had some terrific guests on the show, and including number one driver in the world, Chester Weber, was on with us and talking about Live Oak International, which is coming up here very shortly. So if you missed the Driving Radio Show, head on over to our app or to drivingradioshow.com. And Jennifer, we have a busy packed show for you this morning. It's going to fly by, and Jennifer has what's coming up.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we will start out with the fearless leader from Kentucky Performance Products, Karen, and she has some advice on keeping horses well-fed and toasty warm, seeing as how even Lexington, Kentucky is enjoying the polar vortex. And then mid-show, we will change gears, and we will have the director, the producer, and the musician from the new documentary called Dogs on the Inside stop by and talk about how that documentary film came to be. and the EquityMFG.com, really bad ads sliced into the end of the show like a minivan on an icy road. So stay tuned for the phrase.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate that. And it is Daily Witty time, and we're starting with Wendy.
Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to my childhood horses who stayed in Massachusetts because I follow a lot of them on Facebook. And even with all that snow and having to trudge out to the barn and break water buckets every day, they all seem like happy and having a good time up there. So keep up the great attitude, guys.
I can't say that for Helena from the Stable Scoop show because we did the show yesterday. Of course, she's in Rhode Island and, you know, it's up there single mom trying with the farm, trying to shovel out every day. And she's just sounded tired and worn out. So I told her, I said, you've never sounded so tired and worn out. She said, I have to shovel every day. And it's a long way from the barn to the house and it keeps getting blown shut. And she is like, she said she had 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground. But yeah, so crazy. If, where we used to live along the, in Plymouth in Massachusetts or all along the North Shore, they had the old USET, was it United States Equestrian Team facility there in Beverly? The old indoor that they used to practice in when eventing first started. Remember that up there near Myopi Hunt Club collapsed the other day and came down.
Yeah.
So, and that's been around, what, forever? That was where eventing first started here in the States. Nobody was in it, and they would find that way. They had actually shoveled the roof off that day, and then they got so much snow that night again, and the wind blew so hard it just knocked the building down.
Oh my God!
And that's at Ledyard Farm. Remember up there?
Ledyard, where Mark Johnson and Fariel are.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And we talked to Mark actually on the Driving Radio show also this week. If you want to hear more about their trials and tribulations and trying to keep that place running with 8 feet of snow on the ground. Well, my Daily Winnie.
I should have done my Daily Winnie too.
Oh, sorry. My Daily Winnie goes out to Jamie. Good luck at the auction, Jamie. We're all waiting with anticipation to see what happens. And, of course, auctions are risky things. You know, she could come home with the horse of her dreams or nothing, have an empty trailer all the way home. But there's something I wanted to do because I couldn't do, and I thought you'd appreciate it being a veterinarian and all. Years ago, when we first started this show, I think somebody submitted this and Jamie thought she'd sing it. But I was going through old sound files and I came across this yesterday and I thought about you because our veterinarian complains because I don't clean my own pony sheath. I have him do it. And, he always complains that I went all 8 years of school just to clean sheaths. So, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but
no, I don't mind doing it.
there's a song Jamie sang, and if this is from a listener, I'm sorry, I don't remember who it's from, because this was almost 4 years ago.
How's it hanging? So much cleaner. Aren't you glad I washed your wiener? I admit it's kind of creepy that I had to stick my arm up in your pee-pee. It was sticky. It was gunky. It felt icky. It smelled funky. It was crusty. It was cruddy. When you stuck it out, it creaked like it was rusty. After half an hour of toiling and of squirting baby oiling, you're as fresh there as a daisy. Either this means I love you or else I'm crazy.
It's been a long time since we heard the sheath cleaning song.
You're in big trouble. You're in big trouble when she gets back.
Yeah, see, she would never let me play that when she was here.
No way.
So, but, man, it's a great song, though, isn't it? It's catchy. I think Templeton should put it to music. Yeah, I think she should put it to music. But, yeah, there's the sheep cleaning song. That was back from 2011. I found some other sound files, too, I can embarrass her with as we go along from the old days. Long time ago.
Oh, I hope you don't have any of those of me, because those are embarrassing. That's bad.
You don't sing. You don't sing on the air, so I have no songs from you.
No way.
Hey, we did a little thing this morning. We had a little contest on our Facebook page and Horses in the Morning, and I said post your temperature. The coldest verifiable temp wins a gift certificate to Starbucks and some warm hot chocolate. So we're going to be giving away a Starbucks gift certificate here, and these are the results that I came in this morning so far from around the country. We have Robin Donahue, who came in at 60 degrees from Texas. By the way, Texas was by far the warmest place in the country right now. There's some people that hate her right now. Ellen said it was 2 degrees in Central Park, New York City. And then Dawn Deems in Chandon, Ohio, came in at minus 10.
Oh, my God.
Utuk up there in Ohio came in at minus 7. Now, it wasn't submitted by – she submitted this for her friend, and her friend did not submit it, so she can't win. But Alicia said, my friend Janelle posted this from her farm in northern lower Michigan, which sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Minus 33 was there this morning.
Oh, my God.
Northern lower Michigan. So, but they can't win because she didn't submit it herself. So I have to cross that one out. It was 32 degrees in northern Idaho. It is warmer in northern Idaho and where, you know, Billings, Montana, than it is in the mid part of the country, like in Kentucky.
How is that possible?
Melody in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, posted minus 15. In Canada, in Ontario, they were posting minus 14. So it's colder in rural Kentucky than it was in Canada. Minus 12 we had in Wisconsin. Washington, D.C. was a balmy 5. And I think the winner has to be, and this is the lowest one that we had this morning, was Amber Stover in Toledo, Ohio at minus 17. I think she has to take the win there. So congratulations, Amber Stover. Yeah. Minus 17 in Toledo, which is up there by the lakes and gets all the wind. Oh, man. Talk about cold.
Her wind chill is probably even worse. She needs hot chocolate bad.
Yes, she does. So you're going to be getting a gift certificate from Starbucks so you can go out and buy yourself a hot chocolate. And thank you to everybody that posted this morning. It's just crazy, the number of people. And speaking which, I asked Karen from Kentucky Performance Products to join us this morning because Wendy and I both used to live in Lexington, and we're both glad we're the hell out of there. Now, Karen came down to visit us a couple of weeks ago, and actually she got the first ride in the cart with Scooter. She was the first guest to ever be taken out on a cart ride, and she survived. Aww. We didn't break anything or nothing.
We didn't even fall
out of the cart. We didn't even fall out of the cart. But I asked her to come on this morning because they've just been having horrendous weather there in Lexington. For Lexington, a foot of snow is bizarre, and then this weather is just extra bizarre. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Glenn. I made it to work. Yay.
Yeah, well, you did? Oh, good, good. You know, when you get a foot of snow in Lexington, the place is pretty much closed for a month.
It does. The schools have been out all week. It took them days to clear the roads. I didn't get out of my house until Wednesday because I couldn't get down the driveway.
Each town has one snowplow, and they never get to the side roads. I mean, it just never happens. So what is it like this morning?
At 7 o'clock this morning when I got out to take care of the critters, it was minus 14. And with the little wind that was blowing, they said it felt like minus 28.
Oh, my God.
And I've lived in upstate New York, so I know cold. And when I walked out the door, it's one of those colds that immediately freezes the nose hairs. It was freezing.
Now, how long have you lived in the Lexington area?
Oh, over 20 years. I've been down here for a long time.
Is this the coldest that you ever remember there?
This is absolutely the coldest I ever remember it being. And I don't believe we've ever had this much snow at once.
Yeah, I mean,
we
lived there, it was 2-3 inches. Ice storms are a big problem.
That might be coming this weekend. So
I saw your weather.
That.
Tell us about that, Karen, the weather forecaster.
Okay. Well... It's a balmy minus 28 in Lexington this morning. We've got 14 inches of snow on the ground. But later this weekend, it's going to be 22, only it's going to bring ice and snow and possibly several inches of ice, which is not a good thing for Lexington. Snow is one thing, it paralyzes us, but ice breaks us. So it tears down trees, power lines. It's not fun. So we're hoping that doesn't come. We're hoping that we're on that thin line where it's just rain.
Well, it sounds lovely, Karen. You sure you don't want to just come back? We have a spare room. Yeah, I can take you for another drive with the pony. It'll be 80 degrees here on Sunday. So you sure you just don't want to come back?
I think that if I walked into the office today and told them we were relocating to Florida, everybody would be out the door packing their bags on the plane.
You're the one that
it's
told me, though,
but
you're here.
Brutal.
You're the one that told me
because
when you were
South
here.
The South office.
Yes, right. You told me, though, that you lived here in Florida and you didn't like it. So there, take that.
I did live in Florida, and I would not leave. Even though it's cold and it's nasty, it's not going to last that long, and it's really, really beautiful out. I mean, if you can stand the cold, it's really hard on the people that have to be outside taking care of animals. Because, you know, you can't deal, everything freezes. The water freezes, everything is frozen. It's, you know, you're slogging around in 2 foot of snow trying to get hay out and everything, and it's just awful. But, you know, it's beautiful to look at, and the horses are having a ball. You'd never know. They're running around and rearing and playing and kicking and burying their heads in the snow and rolling. So they handle it a lot better than we do.
Well, now tell us, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, we even down here when it gets cold, we'll give them what we call hot soup sometimes. And I read recently that, warm water doesn't do anything for them and stuff. I don't know. I use the system that, warm tea and coffee and soup do a lot for us humans. So I'm going with the system that warm soup does something for the horses too. But tell us, what do you do, when it's this cold and the horses are burning so many calories just to keep warm? You know, what do you do?
Well, there's a couple things that you can do. You can put warm water in the feed. You shouldn't feed an occasional bran mash because that's not good for their digestive system. You're giving them nutrients, or you're feeding the bugs ingredients they're not used to, and that causes some problems in the digestive tract. But you can add warm water to your feed. It'll warm your horse up for a few minutes. It doesn't warm them up very long. The best thing that you can do for your horses is give them lots and lots of hay, because hay goes down into that hind gut, and the fermentation is like a little furnace in their gut, and it warms them up. So the best thing you can do is feed them hay and just let them eat as much hay as they possibly can. That's the best way to keep them warm.
Does it matter the type of hay? If it's colder, do you want to give them richer hay? Do you want to go into the alfalfas if you're feeding Timothy, or do you want to just keep them going with what they're used to?
Well, it's really important to stick to what you're used to because, again, your horse has a lot of bacteria in their gut, a huge population of microbial bacteria that help them digest their food. But those bacteria, they're very, very sensitive to any kind of change. And if you change the type of feed that you're giving them very quickly, it causes some of the bacteria to die. It causes other bacteria to grow too much. And that's what causes gas colic and different issues, and laminitis and things like that, that you don't want to have happen in the middle of the winter. Well, any time, but especially in the middle of a snowstorm. So stick with whatever hay you're feeding, just feed more of it.
How can you tell? I know this sounds like a dumb question, but how can you tell if your horse is too cold, if they're getting to the point when they're too cold? Maybe Wendy could jump in on that
shiver.
One, too.
I would say watch how a horse, when they start to get cold, will shiver. And so if you, lots of times if you'll go out in the morning and your horse will be shivering a little bit. But if you feed them, you give them their regular grain ration and then you throw them some hay, within a half an hour or so, they should have stopped shivering. So if they're still shivering at that point, an hour or so after they've eaten, then you probably need to get them out of the wind in some place that's a little bit warmer, maybe put a blanket on them. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wendy,
I agree
you have
with
anything
that.
To add to that?
Getting them out of the wind is really important, because especially if they're not blanketed, because the wind can come through their hair and it makes them cold on their skin. So
yeah, wind is
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, if you see them like huddling next to the barn, or like trying to get out of the wind, that's another way that you know they're cold. Or they're like standing in the, like if there's a little bit of sunshine and they're kind of huddling there.
Yeah.
And a lot of
same
them
thing
when
with
they're
wet.
Really cold,
if they're
will
wet,
lay down.
It really stresses them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think horses can do pretty well down to about 18 degrees. But if they're wet, then they tolerate less than 30 degrees. So,
yeah.
You know, you want to keep them dry and you want to keep them out of the wind and you want to keep them full of hay.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I know, Karen, you have a couple of high-fat supplements like Equijoule and Endure Extra. If you add, does it help, you know, when it's really, really cold and they are burning a lot of calories to stay warm, does it help to add something like that to your normal mix?
Well, it does, and the best thing to do if you're feeding your horse all the hay he'll eat and you've kind of maxed out on grain, you're feeding the recommended amount. You don't want to just add more grain because that adds a lot more starch and sugar, and your horse only has the capacity to digest so much starch and sugar before it starts to pass into the hindgut and cause problems. So a high-fat supplement like Equijoule, which is 18% fat, would be really perfect to increase their calories. And what you kind of need to do is you kind of need to be a weather forecaster. So if you know you have a horse that's a little bit hard keeper, you've got him on the maximum right now, you might want to start feeding a little Equijoule about a week before the cold weather comes so that you've got some fuel in the tank and you're not just waiting until they're on empty to start feeding them, because you have to make these changes slowly over 4 or 5 days. So you would start with a little bit of Equijoule, you know, a quarter of a pound or so split, and then the next day you could add a little more and a little more. And then when the real cold hits, you've got them up to a pound or a pound and a half, and that has two times as much energy as your grain. So that will definitely help keep him warm, and hopefully you won't have the weight loss that you often see in this real cold weather, because they do expend a lot of calories to stay warm.
So you can find that, of course, at Kentucky Performance Products, kppusa.com. Equijoule and Endure Extra, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have some of that around, because winter's not over yet. You know, in Pennsylvania, we usually got our worst snowstorms and blizzards in March. March was always the time when we got our biggest blizzards. And if you remember, Wendy, living up in Massachusetts, we always had the big ones the end of February and March. I know some people are just jumping out a window right now with me saying that, and I apologize, but it is true. So winter's not over yet. Head over to kppusa.com and check out Equijoule and Endure Extra. Well, Karen, before we let you go, by the way, you did a great job with the weather forecast. I'm sure that the local station there will be calling you shortly to help out with that. But before we go, the most important thing we can talk about today is, isn't my pony Scooter the cutest damn thing you've ever met?
He is absolutely adorable, and he was such a good boy when you took me for that ride. I mean, there were some scary things going on out there. The street cleaner coming down the road.
Oh, that was funny. They were redoing the roads here, Wendy, so they actually had one of those street cleaners with the rotating brushes coming right down the middle of the road towards
us. That's like a total horse monster.
So we actually drove into some guy's yard and cut across his yard to avoid the street cleaner. And you know what's funny is the pony, Karen will vouch for this, the pony was pretty good about it. Jennifer's horse was the looky one with that one.
Yeah, he didn't like
that.
So that was funny. He was like, Glenn, you see what's coming down the road? This is not a good thing.
That has to be the worst monster machine ever for a horse is the street cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the guy was good.
Maybe only to the wood chipper. You know?
Yeah. And we've had those in the neighborhood, too, at times. That's for sure. A lot of trees getting cleaned out down here. You were the first one that we actually ever really took out for a ride like that. So thank you for being the guinea pig.
I know. When you told me that, I was a little nervous. But, you know, I just hung on and said, Glenn knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I have my helmet.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, little does she know.
I know.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And stay warm up there in Kentucky.
Well, thank you. You know, spring is on the way, and it's just around the corner. So I just keep positive, and everything will work out.
And I did want to mention, too, that Karen is a sponsor for our coverage of Road to the Horse. We're going to be up there in a month, actually. will be
and
coming
it'll
up.
And it'll probably be warm by then, Glenn.
You know, when we were up there last year for Road to the Horse, it snowed on the Saturday.
It's going to be warm, Glenn.
It's going to be beautiful at 85
bring
degrees.
Warm Florida weather with you.
That's right. I'll pack it in my suitcase and we'll bring it up. So I'm looking
That's
forward
right.
to
We've
seeing you
We've had enough
cold. See you at Road to the Horse, Karen. All right. Take care. Well, we are our accommodations actually for Road to the Horse are being paid for and done by the Clarion Hotel in Lexington, Kentucky. That's where we stay every single time we go into Kentucky for something. And one of the reasons I like the Clarion Hotel is it's only about 10 minutes from the horse park. It's very simple and easy. You basically make one turn and you're at the horse park. You want to hurry and book your hotel accommodations for two things right now, Road to the Horse and for Rolex. They are taking reservations now for both, but Rolex is almost sold out for the discounted price that we had. Your rate will include full breakfast every morning, free Wi-Fi, a free airport shuttle to and from the airport for those days that for those people who are flying in. They have a terrific full-service restaurant called Cortland Southern Kitchen, so if you're into Southern food, some fried chicken and collard greens, you'll find that at Cortland Southern Kitchen. And also, if you're into bourbon, this is where Wendy spends her entire time, it's at the Bourbon Bar and Grill right there. They have all the different kinds of bourbon that you'll find in Kentucky at the Bourbon Bar and Grill. Also, they have a pizza place, and they have a huge indoor swimming pool with slides and all kinds of fun stuff for the kids. They have a whirlpool, a sauna. It's actually kind of an indoor water park at this hotel, so if you have kids along, it'll keep them happy and busy. You don't have to navigate New Circle Road. If you know anything about it, Wendy can attest to this. That's a pain in the neck sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so crowded. You don't have to go on New Circle Road at all to get from the Clarion to the Horse Park. It's very nice that way. And there's a McDonald's on the way to get your coffee or your biscuit. So you're good there, too. You want to call 859-233-0512, that's 859-233-0512, and ask for the Road to the Horse group block to receive the discounted rate, or you can go to clarionhotellex.com, but you'll have to call to get the discounted rate. And then also, they have like two rooms left at the $99 rate for Rolex, which is unheard of because all the hotels in town raise their rate for Rolex. But you can get a $99 rate for Rolex. Give them a call at 859-233-0512 and ask for the Rolex experience. And they will give you the $99 room rate. So that's the Clarion Hotel in Lexington, Kentucky. So we're not going to go a couple of little announcements here coming up that we haven't talked about yet. Is it doesn't look like any of us, Jamie, Jennifer, and I, are going to Rolex this year. We're going to go up for Road to the Horse, but not Rolex. We're planning some other trips. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to get to see Wendy because we are going to a brand new thing that we've never been invited to before and got the invitation just the other day. We're going to be going to the Global Pet Expo. Now, Wendy, twice a year we go to ADA, which is the American Equestrian Trade Association Expo, which is where the wholesalers come in and sell to the retailers, and it's all horse stuff. Well, the Global Pet Expo is in Orlando, not cold Philadelphia, and it's thousands of vendors selling dog and cat and fish and every kind of pet stuff that you could imagine. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. I hope there's a lot of backyard chicken things because backyard chickens are the fastest growing new pet.
It is. That is true. And a lot of cities are allowing chickens now.
Yeah.
You know, you can have four or five chickens. So we're looking forward to that. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to try and arrange to do a show from the Global Pet Expo. They're working on it now to see if they have the internet and everything that we really need to make it happen. And if we do, then Wendy will join us in a couple of weeks on a Friday, and we'll get a whole bunch of vendors. It looks like I was looking at the vendor list. It looks like some bizarre, different vendors. There's all kinds of electronic stuff for your dogs now. I mean, it looks like this is going to be a lot of fun. So we should get a lot of good content out of it, and we're looking forward to getting down there. And I also wanted to mention that We are on Pet Life Radio, which is the largest network for podcasts for pet stuff. It's called Pet Life Radio. It's at PetLifeRadio.com, and they carry all of our shows at Pet Life Radio. So we're going to get to meet up with some of the other hosts who do podcasts about dogs and cats and chickens and goats and, you know, things like that. So it should be a lot of fun
maybe
to meet
we'll
up with
the
them
chicken
as well.
Whisperer.
There is
maybe
one,
we'll
you
meet
know.
The chicken whisperer guy.
I know.
I know. You told me about him.
He has one of the most popular podcasts out there is the Chicken Whisperer. He really does. He has one of the most popular ones in the country is the Chicken Whisperer. He has like hundreds of thousands of listeners. it's bizarre how many he has, actually. Something else here, too, coming up. This happens on Monday. Every year we cover the Retired Racehorse Project that was started by Stuart Pittman, the inventor, years ago. And he started it as a way to highlight what can be done with OTTBs, with retired thoroughbreds. So he, you know, he takes care of that and he runs it. It started out very small. I think the first year they might have had 5 or 10 thoroughbreds there, and they had a small demonstration. That's changing this year, and it's grown every year. They used to have it at a track, at one of the racetracks over in Maryland, but they're moving it to the Kentucky Horse Park this year. And to announce that, they are doing a press event on Monday in Lexington, Kentucky, to launch the Pre-Breeders' Cup $100,000 thoroughbred makeover. They now have $100,000 on the line. Get this, Wendy. Rosie Napravnik, who, of course, is my ex-girlfriend. I broke up with her a while ago. But she's one of the top jockeys in the world. She's very cute. And she is retired now, and she is coming in to help out with the launch of this. She rides a retired thoroughbred, and she shows and does stuff, too. And, of course, she's pregnant, and we're going to have our first baby here very shortly. But they're coming in to make the announcement about this year's retirement, our retired thoroughbred makeover, which is right before the Breeders' Cup, which, of course, is going to be held in Kentucky as well. This event will feature more than 300 retired thoroughbreds in training
wow.
for 10 different equestrian disciplines. They will compete for $100,000 in cash and prizes the weekend before the Breeders' Cup. Monday's presentation is going to be at Root and Riddle, which, by the way, if you've never seen Root and Riddle, that's quite a place. The equine hospital
yeah.
there. And yeah, I know you've been in it, right? It's just
it's
a great facility. Yeah. It looks like a regular hospital. You wouldn't guess it was for horses. It's that cool.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing this. Get this. Thoroughbred Makeover takes place October 23rd through the 25th. Entries are open of January 15th. As of February 15th, a month later, 260 horses have been accepted, with another 100 expected. That's incredible, the
wow.
number of competitors. This is getting up to Mustang Makeover territory now. Accepted entries are from 33 states, 2 Canadian provinces. Trainers are 52% professional, 36% amateur, and 12% juniors. The entry...
Oh, that's
entry,
nice.
Yeah, so they have a lot of kids coming in, too, which is kind of neat.
Yep.
Now, the entries are for many disciplines, dressage, show hunter, eventing, show jumper, trails, barrel racing, ranch work, fox hunting, freestyle, including driving, liberty trick training, rodeo, rodeo pickup, equine therapy, vaulted, and mounting shooting. So I tell you what, you're going to
wow.
see everything at this competition with the retired thoroughbreds. So it is really cool how they're doing it, and the leading states for entries, what would you predict the leading states for entries would be?
I would think it would be Kentucky or Florida, maybe, because, you know, I mean, where you have a lot of racehorses.
You would think that. Well, the coming out of New York is number one, Pennsylvania is number two,
wow.
Maryland's number three. Kentucky is number four, and Ontario, Canada, is number five. So Ontario
really?
Is representing. Yeah. So Ontario is definitely representing, and we are looking forward to covering more of that as time goes on, and that might be something that we have to make the trip to Kentucky for. I think it'd be fun to watch, you know, up
mm-hmm.
there the week before the Breeders' Cup. All right. We are going to get to our first guest today, and I'm so excited because we love, love, love having her on. And her name is Cindy. She is from Cedar Creek Productions. She is, you know, you're going to know her because she did a Buck film or two. And we had her on at the time when that movie was in the movie theaters and making its rounds. And we've also had her on for a number of other projects along the way. Of course, Seven Clinics was one of a Buck project as well. And Unbranded is another new one coming out that we're going to be talking to her about here in the future. But she is helping with a project with a gentleman by the name of Breen Cunningham, who is the co-director of a film called Dogs on the Inside. And they're going to tell us all about that. And then we have a special guest, a third special guest we're going to bring on here in a bit. So, Sam, just hold on. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you back on the show. Before we get started here, I just have to tell you, and I know you're actively involved in the Mustangs and Mustang projects, mm-hmm. that Jamie is now driving through Nevada on her way to prison. That's one of the prisons. That's one of the prisons that trains up the Mustangs, and they're having an auction tomorrow, and she's hoping to buy one.
Oh, I heard about that, and I am so excited for her, and bless her heart for doing that. We really champion that she's taken that on. It's a big thing to take on.
Well, the nice thing about doing the prison ones is they are broke. At least green broke. You know, they're haltered,
right.
And they've been ridden and stuff like that. So you're unlike the Mustang makeovers and things where you're starting where it hasn't even had a halter on its face. You're at least starting with something, right? Although they did tell her on her way back that she might not want to take the horse off the trailer because she was going to stop at a layover on the way home because it's like 12 hours. And they said, you don't want to take the horse off the trailer until you get home because you're probably not going to get him back on. So,
you know, that would be really ugly in some gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
Mustang fight in the driveway. Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you that. She says hello, and she was sorry she couldn't join us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
Why don't you introduce your co-director?
Well, this is Breen Cunningham, and he is an amazing filmmaker. And now, I wasn't the co-director. I'm the executive producer. Just to be clear, okay. There is another director named Doug Syrup who is not with us today, but... But yeah, Breen has just done an amazing job with this story, and I just couldn't resist. It was too delicious to let it pass me by.
Well, Breen, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. It's kind of become a tradition that when Cindy's involved in a project, we have her on because they're always so much fun. And I got to watch the trailer for your project, and again, how did this idea come up? And tell us what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, Cindy has the golden touch with just about everything. She's amazing to work with. As you know, a wonderful director and for us, a fantastic executive producer. The idea came around, we came across an article about a prison program that was Stray Dogs together with prison inmates. And it was just the best idea ever to us because the dogs are being rehabilitated by the inmates, and in turn, the inmates who really need rehabilitation are getting love and trust from the dogs. So we thought this was just brilliant, where you're bringing together forgotten dogs and forgotten men, and they develop a strong, loving bond in prison, you know, the unlikeliest of places to see that develop.
And, you know, we have talked about the programs around the country that train the Mustangs and things like that. We just mentioned the one in Nevada there that Jamie's gone to this weekend. But I didn't realize that this was becoming such a thing with the dogs.
It really is growing. I think people are witnessing the power of this unconditional love. It's pretty transformative between the dogs and the inmates, both changing for the better. So it's a bit of a no-brainer, I think, for people once they start seeing that the men and women that are working with the dogs really have dedicated themselves to paying, you know, for their crime and now want to start their life again. And this is a great way to transition them from prison into society. And in turn, we're finding a wonderful way to place dogs that would otherwise be homeless or, you know, spending weeks, months, years on end in a shelter and find a foster home for them at the prison where they're loved and cared for and ultimately get adopted to a family that will love and care for them and give them the kind of life they deserve. So it is this wonderful idea, and we wanted to bring it to the screen. And we were lucky enough that we found it and that we were able to approach Cindy about it, and that she pushed this thing forward down the home stretch. Can't say enough about what Cindy's done for us in getting this movie done.
Well, speaking of which, it's doing pretty well there, Cindy.
Yeah, we've just been, I mean, within less than 2 weeks, we are number 7 on iTunes Docs, and we're number 25 on their indie films. We're right nestled in there with the Oscar contenders, which has just blown us away because, you know, this was our little film, and we've been nursing it along, and then when Bond took hold of it we got it out there, and people started watching the trailer, it has kind of exploded, and I think it speaks to how much people really do gravitate to a story that is positive and uplifting about dogs and what they can do for humans. It's been wonderful to watch.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, Brian, I'm a big Orange is the New Black watcher, and I was binging on it last night because I'm trying to get caught up. I came to it late, so I watched 4 of them last night, and they have a dog that actually one of the inmates has that lives in the dorm area there with them. Do these dogs actually live in the prison with the prisoners?
They do, and the more you're around it, the more it makes sense, so that they can really cement the bond. And the dogs are their go-to person. And we got to film inside some of the rooms where the inmates were staying. And it was cool. It wasn't like your typical cell block. It was a house, so it was more like a dorm feeling, which is what they created at the prison where we were, because they're minimum security. So they've kind of earned the right to have an improved living situation. So they had a crate next to their bed, and they did everything they could to be sweet to the dog, talk baby talk to them while they're putting them in the crate for the night, and really tender stuff that humanizes the inmates, because I think we have a tendency to dehumanize them and stereotype them. So that was wonderful to see. And I think dogs bring out the best in people, and we witnessed that at this prison.
I think it's really great that the dogs do live there, because recent studies have shown that that dogs that are in the pound in a kennel situation suffer the same emotional effects that people in prison do. So the dogs that they're getting are scarred from being, you know, whatever their former life was. And so they both, the people and the dogs, can help each other by being together.
That's
definitely
absolutely true. They're pretty isolated in that environment. But with this, both man and dog are together, and the love grows from there. It's beautiful.
And we did hear from the inmates, as well as the people who worked at the prison, how much bringing a dog into the prison breaks down these barriers, because they're very isolated. There's gangs. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, you're not allowed to talk to somebody.
Right.
I mean, just from the gang mentality, and how all of a sudden, and we heard this from Anita, who's in the film, who works with these guys on a daily basis, and she said to see this dog just suddenly break down these walls where these guys would never have talked to each other, never. And all of a sudden, they're laughing together, they're petting a dog together, they're sharing a dog, and it has broken down barriers that no psychiatrist, I think, could ever do, you know, that it would never have happened. But here this little dog comes in, this stray, scared dog, and transforms the whole environment and the mood of this group of people. It's astounding when you think about it.
I have a quick question, and this is a very practical question. So I got the dog in my dorm, and we're on lockdown, and he has to go to the bathroom. That's the first thing I thought of. It's how am I taking my dog out when the door's locked?
That's a very good question. with this facility, it was really humane and a bit open in the sense that there were prison guards on call, and they would, you know, be by the door of the building, but you could walk your dog out of the room and head downstairs and head out and say, hey, you know, I'm taking him out for a trip to the bathroom. And that was fine by the prison. They were incredibly receptive to this program and facilitated
in
any way they could.
Sally in the block there. It'd be good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
think of. So now I got to talk to you a little bit, Brian, about your past. We had a little bit of a chuckle because you do such interesting work. You are doing a film about cheerleading team with developmental disabilities. And West Africa and all of this stuff and all of these really feel good kind of films. And then I see that you did the behind the scenes documentary anthology about the making of the Friday the 13th films.
Yeah.
So amongst all of that feel good stuff was the making of Friday the 13th.
There was. Interestingly enough, my uncle Sean S. Cunningham is the creator of the Friday the 13th series.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, about 30 years ago, he had this, turns out to be brilliant idea to put a hockey mask on a serial killer and make a horror franchise about it. So I was put in touch with people that wanted to do a behind the scenes, and I was cutting my teeth as a cinematographer and producer. So I jumped at the chance to tell the story kind of behind the second film in that series. So that is how that ended up on my resume.
Well, you know what? That is the most profitable hockey mask in the history of hockey masks, right there.
Unbelievable. You wouldn't, yeah. It really is remarkable.
that's kind of cool. That is really neat. Now, you can. We are going to play a song from the movie because every good film, right, needs songs and needs music. And you went to the source to get the best. You just started at the top. And, of course, in our opinion, the top is with Templeton Thompson and her husband, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Glenn?
All right. A little chilly down there in Tennessee, too, I hear.
68 degrees where I am.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in the house.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't see any reason in going out in the cold.
That's funny thing. Well, now I took a listen to some of the music, and we're going to play one of your songs here coming up. We're going to play "Don't Throw Me Away," which is one that you sang. But I think you and Templeton worked together on the music for this film, right?
Actually, I did all of the instrumental pieces. Templeton wrote "Don't Throw Me Away" by herself, and then I got to sing it. So it was it's sort of a flip-flop of what happens a lot of time with us, in that I'm usually producing and she's singing, but this time they threw me in the singer's chair.
You know what? Listening to the song and knowing what the film's about and watching the trailer and everything, which we'll play too, we're going to play the trailer for you right before the song. You know, I think a guy had to sing this song. I don't know. Is that what you had in mind, Brian? It was kind of almost, I kind of thought it had to be a guy singing this song.
We did. Sam's got a fantastic voice. Once we heard his version of it, we were sold. And for your audience out there, I can't wait for them to hear it. He's so talented. Tempe's so talented. And we're incredibly lucky. Again, I go back to Cindy because Cindy introduced us to Sam and Tempe. So we wouldn't, I necessarily have met this wonderful couple without her. So yeah, Sam, kudos, just brilliant.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
Sam.
Sam had done the cues for 7 clinics with Buck Brannaman for me, and working with him was such a delight. He was so quick, he was so brilliant, he was so spot on. Like everything, all the notes you would give him, it just would come back great. So when we wanted to get some new music for this film, I just immediately thought, well, if anyone can do it, because we were under the gun time-wise, if anybody could do it, Sam could do it, and boy, did he deliver. So,
yes, it'd be nice.
Sam, have you ever had anybody call you up and say, hey, we got 2 years to make this song, take your time?
not that I can recall, no. But I'll have to say, when Cindy called and asked me to do this, first of all, I knew that if it was something Cindy was involved in, that it was going to be really strong. And then number two, when I saw the first little bit of footage that I saw for the film, it was a great story and told exceptionally well. And I was like, yeah, I'm in, let's do it. I don't care what kind of time I have to work with. So, and I'm so proud of how the whole thing has come out. Can't believe the success it's finding on its own. So,
can I ask a little bit about the technical side of that? Being a geek, I'm into this. So what happens, maybe Green could help with this too. you film it all first, and then you go back to the musician and say, okay, this is what we need. We need music here. We need music there. Or how does that work to putting the music to the film?
Well, you lock pictures, so you stop editing and making any story changes and those kind of edits so that you can deliver the film to Sam to look at and start a dialogue about here's where we want music and also to get Sam's brain wrapped around it so that he can suggest places for music and also what the tone to him seems like, how it reads. And then we, of course, along with Cindy, would give our suggestions for how, the kind of emotion we want to get out of scenes, or if it was more spare and we wanted to keep it more quiet. And then from there, the process begins. But yeah, like Cindy mentioned, we gave Sam next to almost no time, and it's a miracle, absolutely, that he delivered it under such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I remember it was Thanksgiving, too. We were working through Thanksgiving Day. I'd have to get up from the table and run in and listen to a song and run back and give notes.
That's all right. Sam doesn't have a life. He's married to a horse girl. He doesn't have a life.
Buy a turkey and going back and recording music.
Yeah. Sam, how hard is that, taking a look at a film like that and trying to, decide what really fits music-wise?
Honestly, it's hard, I guess, but I love it so much that it doesn't seem hard to me. This work that has come along, getting to record music to film, has been something that's just, I think I've spent my whole life sort of getting ready for that, sort of unknowingly. I've always had a studio and I've always done instrumental pieces, but when that popped up and I started to get some of that work, it's amazing to me how I sort of took to it, and like I said, it doesn't seem hard to me. It's great fun to me. So, and then, like I said, when you're working on a great project like that, it makes it a whole lot easier. I mean, Brian and Doug and Sandy all just did such an awesome job, and they gave me great notes as to what they wanted, and it was a really good team.
Well,
yeah, but
course,
for all those filmmakers out there, he is the best to work with. I'm telling you, call up Sam Gay. Because he is so, he should be doing a lot of movies, and he will make you proud.
Yeah, I agree. Get him while you can. Get him while you can.
Please.
Yeah, we made a deal with them, with he and Tempe, way, way back. Geez, it's been a long time now, hasn't it, Sam? You guys have been with us since the start of the network, which is almost seven, going on 8 years ago now. And, early on, Templeton was one of our first guests that we ever had on the show. And they've been, we've been talking and chatting ever since. And I always made a deal with them, Cindy, that when they became famous, they still had to come on, or I was burning down their house. That was the deal. So
I didn't know the burning down the house part. I forgot about that part.
You're still coming on, Sam. Where can people find the film? Where can they get it, Cindy?
I'm going to let Brian talk about that because
okay.
He's more adept at all that information.
Go for it.
Sure. Yeah, people can go to iTunes now, and it's there, Dogs on the Inside. You can also go to Amazon, Google Play, and Vudu for digital, whatever your preferred digital platform is. And additionally, if you go to dogsontheinside.com, you can download the film there, or you can order a DVD. So we have a bunch of different options out there for you to find the film and to order it. So there it is.
Yeah, start thinking Christmas gifts now, because that DVD is coming out, what, in a week, Brian? When exactly is it coming out? Soon.
You can pre-order it now, and it's coming out on the 24th of February.
Woo! Beautifully done.
DogsOnTheInside.com. Cindy, are you going to come back and talk to us about Unbranded here soon? Can you get that set up with Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my Mustang film. And also Sam has written some music for that too. So just saying. No, but it's a beautiful film. Very horsey for your horse audience. And but also like us on Facebook, Dogs on the Inside and Unbranded. Go to our websites and like us on Facebook and keep up with
with the progress, because new things are happening every day with Dogs on the Inside, and we want to keep on pushing our numbers. We want to be number one on iTunes because this film deserves to be seen by everybody. So go on and find it and watch it, and we so appreciate you having us on this morning to talk about it.
Thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure, as always. Good to meet you, Brianne. And Sam, take care and give your wife a hug for us. We're going to play the trailer now for Dogs on the Inside, followed by Don't Throw Me Away. You'll hear Sam singing that. And then, Sam, I'm going to end the show today after we do really bad ads, which is everybody's favorite part of the week. We're going to do Made It This Far. We're going to play one of the instrumentals. We're going to play the show out with that today. So thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, this is the trailer.
There's a famous quote that says, until one has had a relationship with an animal, part of one's soul remains unawakened.
This is an abandoned property, and I come and check on this poor little dog.
You gonna let me pet you, huh?
The dogs have no companionship at all. They're just being left.
A lot of the dogs we take on are strays. Stray dogs more than likely end up euthanized.
We have a prison system with thousands at minimum security facilities, which can become foster homes in a sense for all those dogs that these animal rescues don't have space for.
I think a dog would become a lifeline, sort of the oxygen for these guys.
They came from a pretty bad life. It doesn't seem that hard to find a connection, you know. They haven't been showing love in a while.
Especially this one was found in a dumpster. I don't know who could throw you in a dumpster.
Bringing a dog into prison, it's like a taste of freedom.
I came in when I was 19. I'll be 33 Tuesday. My kids are teenagers now, so I missed a lot.
Even though they've committed a crime, there are some very decent inmates out there. Perfect.
I'm actually a recovering drug addict.
Going back to drugs is not an option for me, period.
This training, I think it's tremendously beneficial to the prisoners.
Yes, you're beautiful!
All of them need a friend.
And when you're in here, people forget about you. I'm sure that a lot of these dogs feel the same way, that people forget about them, you know?
It's just unconditional love. And the inmates need that, and the dogs need that.
Just be patient, be calm, be confident. The dogs are going to get the confidence they need from you.
Yeah, I didn't have more patience when I came in. But having these dogs, they're teaching us patience.
But just gotta make them feel safe. I think that's the biggest issue with these dogs, is they have a lot of trust issues.
I just wanted to realize that, you know, the bad part of her life's over now.
There's a lot of macho testosterone floating around in jails.
This is what I've seen in my prisoners, softening people.
They don't leave the same way.
He trusted me. I used to tell that dog everything. If I had a problem, talk to him, he'd give me that look. It's all right. We feed off each other. You gotta love yourself first before you can love anybody else. The very first dog that I had, he's gone through so much and has changed drastically. And I know seeing that, nothing's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
I've been on the outside, praying for sunshine, hoping I'd find my way inside your heart, inside your heart. You don't see me, why can't you see me? It should be easy, I'm just like you are. We've all got scars. Oh, I could end you over. It wouldn't take me long. Come a little closer. I might be the one. Don't throw me away. Up from the ashes, I just need a chance. You could save my life. Maybe I could save your life. don't throw me away.
Sam Gay with Don't Throw Me Away. Wonderful song. And, of course, you can find it, that song and all the others on Dogs on the Inside. Go to dogsontheinside.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek. I'm here with Dr. Wendy Ying today because my co-host, Janie, is on her way to buy a Mustang at prison. And let's get her on because I see she just called in. Hey, Janie, what you doing?
Hey, well, you just didn't need to start my journey with tears. My God, I'm on hold listening to that badass thing about the dog.
I know.
Song, holy cow.
We just had Cindy on. Of course, Cindy, you know Cindy, and we just had Cindy on talking about this new film they're doing. And I told her what you were up to because, of course, they did Unbranded as well. And she was very proud of you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, now, after hearing that song and all that, I got to spend $1 million. I'm bringing one home, by God.
Where are you at now? Are you in the desert?
I am in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We made our short leg of the journey yesterday, hung out with my girlfriend and her husband last night, and then we're going to head out here shortly and make the 7.5 hours all the way up to Carson City.
I don't hear any dinging, ding, 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 ding in the background.
Oh, well, I left the casino. I walked outside to call you guys.
Okay.
I've been at the casino all night.
Yeah, I know how you are. I know how you are. So are you excited about this?
I can't sleep. It's like there's so much unknown, I guess, on what's going to happen. And you know, I just got to get there first. And I'm nervous and I'm excited and I have anxiety and I'm not sleeping. I mean, I can't eat. It's a mess. I mean, this is like been 20 years of me wanting to do this and I'm finally doing it. And I'm not even there yet. And I can't even breathe.
Are the horses, are they broke to ride that you're going to look at?
Yeah, so, Wendy, the inmates, they call them trainers. The trainers get the horses, mm-hmm. and they spend 120 days with them, 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So these horses are all, some of them, from the videos I've seen in the past, some of them can do some very impressive things, and some of them are still kind of green broke. I mean, they're all technically green broke. I mean, they've only had 120 days of training, but this Saturday morning is the culmination for these guys. It's kind of like their horse show. And so they'll put on the show from 9 to 10, they'll talk and answer questions, and then they do like some maneuvers and all that, and then the auction starts. And they bring one horse out at a time, and the guys show off their stuff, ride them around, and the bidding starts on that particular horse. So I'm sure the guys are just as nervous, too. And I can't imagine spending that much time with a horse and then getting that attached. And I'd be like, okay, bye.
I know.
I'm in jail.
Yeah. And
well,
it is nerve-wracking.
A new batch of them.
You know, we've all been to auctions, and it is nerve-wracking being at an auction, especially if you have your heart set on something, and then it goes too high, and then you have Plan B in mind.
I know.
And then, or if Plan B comes before Plan A. See, that's the other thing.
That's the hard part.
That really sucks.
I'm hoping. The list that I showed you guys, the order of the pictures of all of the horses, the one that is kind of Plan A, I think is going second. And
oh,
I have,
good.
Like, plans on B, C, and D.
Oh, no.
But I'm not positive. So he could go up to the front, which would be, you want Plan A to go first. So you can either get that or not. But, yeah, imagine if he went last, and I'd, like, let every other horse go, and then this last one, everybody starts bidding on, oh, my gosh, what would I do? If I come home with an empty trailer, you can't make fun of me. Just Just know.
No, I
try.
Won't make fun of you. I know you'll be devastated, so I would make
I'll cry all the way back to Phoenix. I've got the trailer. I've got a bale of straw in the trailer to bed him down, and then I've got a bale of hay in the back of the truck. I've got a brand new halter and lead rope. I got a big water tub for it. Like, I'm prepared for this horse. And if I have to go back to that store and return all that stuff, I'm going to be pissed. Never
mind. There are a lot of Mustangs in the world that need homes, so this is not your last. This is not the last hurrah.
No, you're right, but it just at the time of my life, and I don't have the facility or the confidence to get one that's totally wild. And the fact that these guys are green broke and handled a little bit gives me a little more confidence, and I'm excited to see what happens. And not all of us are Aletha Wallace, where we can be on the horse the second day. You know, it just doesn't happen like that to the real world. So I'm.
That's only for the special people.
My God, the woman is like a Mustang whisperer. So I'm excited to get one that I won't be kind of, it won't be so nervous, and I won't be so nervous. So, I mean, who knows? You know, whatever. Anything could happen.
Well, good luck. We have really bad ads to get to, and Wendy looks forward to this every time she gets to do it. So thank you, Jamie, for calling in. We really appreciate you checking in, and I can't wait to see the results tomorrow. Text us, text Jennifer and I during the auction. Let us know how it's going, okay?
Well, it's tomorrow and tonight. I just want to tell you guys, since Chad's not listening, that when we were looking at hotels to get, he's like, this one looks good. And it was like, you know, $59. I was like, screw that. I'm driving 7.5-8 hours. I'm going to get, I got the most expensive hotel in Carson City. The most expensive one. It has an indoor pool, like room service. I want to do it right. So don't tell Chad that we may have a little hotel bill. just to know, the most expensive hotel in Carson City is probably one of the lower budget ones in any other city.
Right. Well, have fun with your mom and the kiddo, and we'll look forward to hearing the results on Monday.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Thanks, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Hey, yeah, I see we have a listener calling in, too. Let's take that real quick before, I think it's Robin, before we go to really bad ads. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
In Texas, where I noticed you posted that it was 60 degrees this morning. You know, you could get yourself banned by the listeners this time.
Well, it's getting cooler. The clouds have rolled in and the wind is coming, so the front's coming, but it's not going to get anywhere near as cold as everybody else.
Well, what's up before we get to really bad ads?
Well, I wanted to tell you, after 2 years of owning my Flex and Fork, I broke it. But I did not break. It was an oh crap moment. I was like, I cannot believe I did this. I broke the handle, though, not the basket.
So
no
the basket
tines
never
were
breaks.
Broken.
That's right.
No.
What were you doing?
And I was digging mud out of the pasture with it.
That's what
because
they
even though I have
Robin.
A shovel, I have a shovel, but when you own a Flex and Fork for 2 years, you use the Flex and Fork for everything because, you know, you can. So, yeah,
you feel destructible, don't you? I use it to move branches and, you know, I use it. You're right. It kind of feels indestructible, so you just use it for everything.
Yeah. It had been raining and raining, and the pasture was getting really muddy, so I was just kind of clearing an area for me to walk to dump the manure, and I was using the Flexin. That's what I had in my hand, so I just used the Flexin fork, and then I broke the fiberglass handle. I probably would have broken a wood handle on a shovel, too, and gotten a splinter.
And,
so at least I didn't do that.
And if you had cheap manure fork, you would have broken the tine. You would have broken the basket on cheap manure fork.
Yeah. I get a rock in between the tines? You know how the rocks jam up the tines and separate them? Normally that would break normal tines. I just whack it on the ground enough times to get the stone out, and then I'm good to go. You wouldn't do that with a normal fork.
No, you wouldn't.
They just pop back together like normal. I've got the small tine spacing ones since I have a mini. So I get lots of rocks jammed up in there.
I've had that happen with branches and stuff, and we have wooden fencing, so I just take it and whack it on the wooden fencing, and the branch falls out of the front. You do kind of feel indestructible when you have these things.
I whack it on my pipe stalls.
Did you order a new handle, or did you order a whole new one? What'd you do?
I ordered a new handle. You can order just the fiberglass pole. You can order the fiberglass pole with the yellow handle stuck on the end, so you don't have to replace that. But I just ordered the pole, and I just unscrewed all the little screws and took the old handle out and put the new handle in, and it was good to go.
Well, if you want to have your own flex and fork or shake and fork, you can go to equitymfg.com, take Robin's word for it, it lasts forever. And look, she didn't even buy a whole new fork because the fork part was fine. So she just got a new handle, put it on, that'll last her another 2 years of digging mud and rocks and everything you're not supposed to do with your manure fork.
Yeah, if anybody's listening and they haven't bought their own flex and fork yet, just do it. I mean, every few years you have to replace your helmet and you just do it. Well, you will never regret buying a flex and fork. Just get it done.
Get her done. Said by Robin from Texas, equitymfg.com. Thanks for calling, Robin.
Thank you.
All right. And if you have a story about one of the products that we advertise here and you want to tell us about it, just give us a call. We'll put you on the air. Well, I think it's time. We can't put it off any longer.
I'll say, pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, everybody's favorite time of the week. And I know that Wendy looks forward to doing these, too. You got your funny bone on, Wendy? You're all ready? You've been warmed
I
up
do.
Your voice? Yeah, okay, good.
I hope Jennifer... I can live up to Jamie's great example.
Well, she's not here, so we don't
she's
care.
She's waiting.
Jennifer's going to tell us what the prize is for this week, and then we'll tell you about a special prize that we will give away next week.
This week's prize is a six-pack of JoJo socks. From the very start in 2009, JoJo socks has been dedicated to performance, functionality, and design. Fast forward 5 years, and now you'll find JoJo socks' astounding variety of color and designs in stores all over the world. They have socks just perfect for pairing with English boots, Western boots, Wellingtons, sneakers, and even the Crocs that you wear for late barn check. And you thought we didn't notice. And on top it all off, JoJo socks are made now and always have been in the US of A.
Yay. So just Google JoJo socks and you'll find their website. And we appreciate them donating that prize to the winner of today's Really Bad Ads. And then all month long, we pile the names of the people who submit all the ads, not just the winners, but everybody that submits. And at the end of the month, next Friday, we'll be doing a drawing for an equitymfg.com flex and fork. So we're giving away a flex and fork once a month to people who submit ads. And then at the end of the year, we take all the names of everybody that submitted an ad during the year, and we will do a drawing to see who wins an almost $300 shake and fork. So all of that is coming up in the future. So get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. All right, I'm going to get us started today. This ad was submitted by Beth. The names we've given you are the people who submit the ads, not the people who wrote them. Beth sent this one in. ISO horse, $500 and walker. I am ISO, I'm seeking, a horse, a dead broke kid's horse, something I can truly trust on the ground, manners, and on his back, no bad habits at all. I want to be able to ride him bareback to age, color, doesn't matter, just to be a gelding. Yes, that was all one sentence. It will get all of our love and attention. You can even bring it to my house so you will know where it will be at and if he is what I am looking for when I get my money. Is he selling or
what does that
buying?
Mean?
I don't know. It says you can bring it to my house so you will know where he will be and if he is what I am looking for when I get my money.
I think they're coming into money. They don't have it yet.
I guess. I don't know. I might give you extra for letting me do it. I hope to hear from someone soon. You can call or text me no matter what time. Is this a personal ad? Or I'm not sure if this should have been in a different section. I don't know. When I get my money.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny how they're allowing you to bring it to them. Like,
I know.
Convincing you to deliver it for free. Like, as if they're doing you a favor.
and
so they can check
extra
it out,
money for
see if they like
letting
it or
me
not.
Do what? I don't get this whole ad. It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a good one, Beth.
Maybe it's a settlement. They're getting money from a settlement from the last time they pulled this scam and got plucked off of the horse.
Had to sell it. Well, Brooke sent in the following one.
All right. I don't know what these symbols mean, but I'm thinking it's expletive, Palomino, TWH Mayor, $500. We have a Palomino TWH for sale. We bought her as a kid broke horse for a couple of days. She was sweet broke horse with a perfect gait, then went stupid and bucked the rider off. $500, text or call.
Then went stupid. That's something we've never seen in an ad.
She broke for a couple of days. Yeah, she broke for a couple days.
Then the drugs wore off.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times could we have written this ad? It was great for a couple of days, then the drugs wore off, and then it went stupid.
Well, I mean, this is like, how can you have, obviously it's you, it's not the horse, when she's perfect for a couple of days, and then exposed to you for a couple of days, it turns into a crazy horse and bucks you off. Maybe it's not her, maybe it's you.
That's true, that could be. Now, I know where Somerset, Kentucky is, and you ain't getting there right now to buy this horse, by the way. You're going to have to wait till the snow melts.
Maybe.
It's very rural. Marianne Newman sent this one in. Sheds, gazebos, stweel buildings, and carorts. Every single word in this ad is spelled wrong. Every single one. We have the gazebos in 5 steelies and sizes. Also sheddies, portable and build, on-site steel buildings and cartorts. Pavers for patios and the driveways. We also have offer 3 days, 2 nights vacation.
Oh my God.
That's right. You can get your cartort and vacation all in the same place.
You can go stay there in their bed and breakfast.
Yes. Yeah,
how terrifying.
They'll put you in the sheddies back. You can go in the sheddies and stay for 3 days.
Oh, that's probably it. They probably have, like, you can put your sleeping bag in the gazebo.
That's right. That's correct. 3 days, 2 nights.
This
but they
horrible.
Follow the rule, you're not allowed to stay more than 2 nights because, you know, anybody thinks after 2 nights, right? So they followed the rule.
Oh, my God.
People are actually trying to sell stuff, which is the amazing part of these ads, right?
Why don't they get their friend to, like, help them write it? Like, if you can't spell, that's no big deal, but get your friend to help you. Somebody. Okay, the next one is from Janelle. Quarter horse is a 5-year-old stud, never bred any mare. I have been contemplating gelding him. That's why I got him. I have worked with him some already. No, he has never been saddled nor bridled. However, I can stand in back of him and rub his butt. He loves him. Rub his legs, and I may, capital letters, take a trade. I may, capital letters, deliver to a certain distance. And I am sure, capital letters, he will make a good horse to ride. Ridiculous.
So
5 years.
We have an unbroke horse. A stallion. We have an unbroke stallion. By the way, he was contemplating gelding him. Why exactly did he not do that, is my question.
Because it costs money. Because you have to get the vet out. It costs money.
That is true. Never been saddled or bridled.
And,
I love
and
this
all
one.
The,
go ahead.
Yeah, all the work he's done is only rubbing his butt.
I know, standing behind him and rubbing his butt. But he loves attention. That's because you can't rub his front or bite your face off. That's why you can't rub the front.
Yeah.
That's why he's only ever gotten to the butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's great.
Ridiculous.
Oh, Janelle sent that one in. Thank you so much. Celeste sent the following one in. Oh, God. Every week we have the trailers, and Jennifer says she has so many trailers. People are submitting trailers. There's just so many bad trailers in the world. Small livestock trailer, tandem axle, $600. Small livestock trailer, tandem axle bumper pull. Looks rough, but functional. Suitable for hauling just a cow or two, or five or six calves, or a few pigs at a time. Also would work for goats and sheep, asking $600 or best offer.
I can't believe this.
I know. It's in the middle of a field, of course, that is not mowed, because that's the way these ads always are. It looks like it's been sitting there for, what, about 30 years. And the paint has just worn off the sunshine. There's very little paint left. It might have been red or rust-colored at one time. And it just, you know, this thing doesn't have a floor, right? I mean, or lights that work, or pretty much anything that works.
That's why you can only haul cows, because if you put any more than that, they'll fall through the floor.
Exactly. Yeah, you notice how he was very specific. One or two cows, five or six calves, and some goats or sheep. You put a horse in there, they're going to be doing Fred Flintstone imitations.
Jennifer, roof. I think the roof is just sheet metal. I don't think it's a real roof.
Oh, you're right. It looks like they put like a house roof on it.
Well, you'll see that there's a slow-moving vehicle sign on it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. There is
because of the tin roof. If you go 55, that roof's going to blow off.
It will. You're
Hello?
Right.
That's funny. It's probably got glued on. Well, Jennifer's going to post this one on Facebook if you want to see the lovely trailer of the week that Celeste sent in.
Okay, one is from Edna. And this is a Philly mare. It must be from Philadelphia because it's spelled with a P-H. So, Philly Mare, $700. Wheel-trained Philly Mar. Good on cross eyes, good with farrier. It is mainly English, but will go Western. I do dressage with her. She is good at it. My friend says she has a good quick step and crow hop. You can have her for $700, which I think is very fair, capital letters. And, by the way, also in capital letters, do not email me about going down on price. It's firm, firm, firm. Bless you.
You know, every dressage test, especially at the lower levels, has a movement called crow hop, doesn't it? Everyone I've ever seen has the crow hop. It's right after you make the left turn at A, then crow hop comes. And it's usually at a transition, right, Wendy, is when the crow hop comes?
Usually you go quick step across a diagonal to the crow hop.
Now, does that happen with carriage horses too, Wendy, in the dressage test? To grow up.
Oh, well, you know my history with dressage, so I'm speaking from personal experience, yes.
Or is it mostly just bolting? It's one or the other with the carriages. That's funny.
You can have both. They don't give you extra points for that.
I'm going to have to tell Reese that she's been doing it wrong all of these years that the crow hop was allowed in those tests. We just didn't, nobody knew. Who knew?
Well, it's an upper level movement, maybe. That we don't know about.
Yeah, you can disguise it as a massage or something. All right, this is from HR, sent this one in. Horses for sale, Jacksonville. I have three horses for sale. A 17-year-old 16-hand dun gelding, rides English and Western. Big, beautiful house. Yes, that's what it says, a big, beautiful house. Can go long periods of time without being rode, $1,200. Okay, read behind it. Between the lines, people, this horse hasn't been ridden in about 10 years. You're taking your chance. 17-year-old, 15-hand bay mare, AQHA registered, 16-second barrel horse, 23-second pole horse, great on trails, needs shoes on the front end, and has some minor alley issues. Okay. Now, if you know a little bit about barrel racing, you'll know that the alley is the thing they run down, the chute they run down to come out to do the barrels. Now, you have a successful barrel horse if they have problems in the alley even before you get out to run your pattern? Probably not.
Oh, I can just picture it. I bet there's a lot of rearing, the full body shake going on.
There might even be some crow hops.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautifier mate. This is what the next sentence is. Beautifier mate that produces beautiful goals and is a great mother.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, it produces
awesome.
Beautiful goals. Or her now, have her ready for next barrel series in the spring. Yes, or her now, and have her ready for next barrel series in the spring. Oh, and there's an appendix gelding, too, and it's trained for game shows. It's a 20-year-old appendix
awesome.
Gelding trained for game shows. You'll see this one on Jeopardy next week.
And it would this is so funny. Oh, go ahead, Glenn. Keep going.
No, I'm done.
I love how it says with probably being English, it's 20, okay? If you haven't ridden it, it's not going to have a new career at this point.
No.
In fact, it's 20 plus.
Yeah, it's probably the only career this one has is for game shows. So I would get it signed up today for The Price is Right, because that's probably, you'd fit it right in there. Thank you to HR for sending that one in. That was good.
Okay, the next one's from Aubrey. Horse for sale. 7-year-old man quota horse. A pint. She is an extra horse. I'm not sure on what. That's exactly what it says. So we'll have to interpret that. It says 7-year-old man quota horse. A pint. She is an extra. I'm not sure on what.
Not either.
She ran. I know that she is very fast. She will bolt. Again, she will bolt. When you go fast, she crosses water. She goes up and down hills. She is an amazing job at trails. Only problem is she wants to go fast. She will take off. She bolted with me on a gravel road. She went full sprint. She got gravel down my shirt. My shirt while I was riding on her back. I keep her at a tight rein all the way home. She has knocked gravel down my shirt going so fast. She comes to you. She's easy to catch. Smart girl. No kick, no bite, no buck, just fast. Trades for something safe.
You got to wonder if they ever got a call.
Who would call?
You can just picture this.
This is crazy.
Picture the beautiful gravel lane in rural Timbuktu, and you got this woman on this horse who's wearing a low-cut shirt because that's why the gravel got down her shirt, right? And she is just bouncing on the Western saddle. I mean, she is bouncing up and down like in a comedy routine. And then she leans over because she ends up on the horse's neck, and that's when the rocks start flying and going down her shirt. And it obviously was traumatic because she mentioned it 3 times.
I know. Well, see, I can't picture how the gravel got down her shirt. Maybe she was falling over and holding onto her neck.
Oh, she could have been on the side.
Like sideways.
Yes, she could have been. Aubrey, that's a great ad.
That is. Maybe she was getting dragged.
Who knows?
But I love that.
I love it. Who trades a perfectly safe, quiet horse for a bolting horse? We have to start calling these people because I need to know if this one ever got rid of this horse. Jennifer has been resisting having us call people live on the air because she fears disaster. But
remember, we called once. Remember the guy that was selling the cow that you could ride or eat?
Oh, that's right. We never got him on the phone, though.
We called him. No, we left a message, and he never called us back.
You're braver, too. We're going to have to do this one day. That's a great ad, Aubrey. Right. You're in the lead, in my opinion. It will bolt. She will bolt. Like it's a selling point. Jessica sent this one in. Horse for sale, $500. I have a QH gilding. And there's always one gilding every episode. I have a QH gilding, and I am wanting, WONTING, to sell or possibly trade. He is 4 or 5 years old and is green brock, but dose not load up well. I would like to trade him for a good mare that's fully brock and good with children. Bartender is not a beginner's horse. His name is Bartender.
Oh, a little Bartender.
Is not a beginner's horse, and that's the reason for selling him. My kids love to ride, and he's just too degruious for him. But for an advanced rider, he's a lot of fun. If interested, feel free to text or call. His name is bartender. Over 21 only, please.
I know. And he's 4 or 5 years old, meaning,
yes,
you know, he's probably 10. And he's only green broke. And
he probably bolts and cow hops. He probably does both. And that's the reason.
And these people
are
always willing to, they're always wanting to trade something. They're always wanting to trade, like you said, for something safe. Why didn't they get something safe in the beginning?
That is the answer of the day. The question of the day, Wendy. That's the question of the day. Well, I don't know how you guys feel, you and Jennifer, but I kind of liked Aubrey's. I mean, the bolting one had
Me
to be
too.
My favorite. Yeah. Aubrey
I like
Miller.
The story about the gravel down the shirt.
Yes. I'm just picturing the whole scene. Aubrey Miller, you're the winner, and you win the JoJo socks, and I'm sure you'll be able to use those. Thank you so much for submitting, everybody. Now, everybody's names in the running this week. Listen on Friday. We'll be pulling a name to win the EquityMFG.com Flex and Fork. And thank you to Equity for sponsoring this segment. Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for joining us today. I appreciate you filling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was a good, fast show, too. It seemed to fly by. We had so many guests and everything, and we'll be back on Monday to let you know how Jamie made out. I do hope she gets a horse. She's going to be heartbroken if she doesn't.
I do, too. I think it's so exciting. Plus, you know how much I love auctions.
You do.
So
Wendy and I have actually been to auctions together.
It's more exciting.
And, you know, you've been to auctions mm-hmm. where you bought more than one carriage, and that is the problem, though, is the one you have your heart set on comes second. It's like, what do I do? You know, can't buy both.
I know. Yeah.
So hard. Well, we are going to call it a day. Thank you so much, everybody. Stay warm. We're thinking about everybody in the frigid cold and then another storm coming across the Northeast and the central part of the country this weekend. We're thinking about you all. There is properties for sale in our development here. If you want information on that, just drop Jennifer an email. She'll be happy to send you the listings in our equestrian neighborhood here in Florida. It's going to be 80 over the weekend. You might want to consider it. There's lots of houses and farms for sale. And there's a lot down your way, too, Wendy, in your neighborhood, too. So,
Yeah, Florida actually has a lot of little equine neighborhoods. Your neighborhood's great because you could drive for forever in there.
Yeah, and you can, too. I mean, we've gone out in your neighborhood, and it's been it's been fine. No cars. You don't see any cars. It's really, it really is good. Yep. 17 miles of roads I can drive on, and I'll see one or two cars in that time. It's fun. Thank you to all our guests and to our sponsors, of course, the Clarion Hotel. You can reach them about the discounts for Road to the Horse and Rolex, 859-233-0512. And, of course, thanks to Karen from Kentucky Performance Products for joining us. This is a song that Sam Gay and Templeton Thompson put together for the film that we talked about, Dogs on the Inside. We're going to play the show out with it today. It's called Made It This Far. See everybody.